This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix. Brother Mike, back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Welcome to the program. Thanks for tuning in today. Today's Bible study. IHOP Kansas City hits the highway. Today on Hardcore. Hey, will you call somebody and tell them radio program's on? I got another good one for you today. This is Brother Mike. I'm the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center in Central Phoenix. You know where we are, right? We're down on 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's the red brick building. HardcoreChristianity.com's website, of course. We have two live services every week, Thursday and Friday nights at 7 o'clock. We have children's healing services the first Saturday of every month. We have women's seminars. We have deliverance training class the fourth Saturday of every month. I got a Sunday podcast at 9 o'clock in the morning on twitch.tv. There's all kinds of things you can catch. The ladies' Zoom healing service is Monday nights, 6:30. Our other Zoom service for everybody is Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock. And if you need help and you need somebody, you see somebody to pray for and you want to get delivered from demons, you want to get healed, man, there's no better place anywhere in the southwestern part of the United States than the Arizona Deliverance Center. IHOP hits the highway, as you well know. Two scandals broke out a couple months ago, T.D. Jakes and Mike Bickle at IHOP, Kansas City. The IHOP one has come to fruition. Handwriting is on the wall. The other one with Jakes hasn't materialized yet, and I haven't done a radio show on Jakes yet. But unfortunately, IHOP has hit the skids. You know who that is? It's one of the major prophetic ministries in the entire United States. Phoenix is a hotbed for prophetic ministries. And as you know, that entire movement has been infested with familiar spirits. There are demons running amok everywhere in the prophetic movement. It's just awful, in spite of the fact that there's numerous good people in that movement, people who love the Lord and people who really want to serve Jesus. Lots of good people in the prophetic movement, but unfortunately, deception involves deceiving the very elect, and that's what's happened to the prophetic movement. I did a radio show on that movement Monday of this week. You might want to catch it. But here's what happened in a nutshell. Mike Bickle, the director of IHOP Kansas City, has lust demons, in addition to familiar spirits, which caused him to become a prophetic prophet. But long before he was a prophetic, he used to pastor regular churches. He picked up lust demons, and in his history, not recently, but in his history, he was a child molester. And he got past that and stopped that behavior. And in recent years, as far as we know, he hadn't been doing it. But unfortunately, his past came back to catch him. And right now, IHOP Kansas City, the entire ministry is winding down and is probably going to close. And so they've already cut ties with Mike Bickle. But somebody, they were having a staff meeting over there. They have an IHOP University there where they train prophetics. And somebody leaked an audio tape of their meeting at IHOP University, and it was shocking. According to this tape, the leadership was quoted on the tape as saying that the ministry was losing $500,000 a month, and that most of the donors had left the ministry because they were heavily tied into Mike Bickle. So the president of IHOP University, Matt Chandler, they were all saying that they were going to have to close down. They're going to have to wind the ministry down. The problem, of course, is with these all these molestation and sexual assault scandals is what? Personal injury lawyers. Would to God these personal injury lawyers would start getting involved in transgenderism, where they're transitioning these minors. There's got to be a literal fortune to be made for personal injury lawyers suing these doctors and hospitals for malpractice for transitioning a 13-year-old girl into a boy. I mean, there's got to be big money in that. I've had several radio shows on that showing the insanity of it, trying to explain to everybody that this is a transgenderism is caused by unclean spirits that get into the child's brain when they're young, and then they morph their gender identity when they go through puberty. And this is all caused by demons. Well, these lust demons get into these ministers, and these familiar spirits get into these prophetic ministers, and they cause a bunch of strange fire miracles, and they deceive everybody thinking they're the Holy Spirit when it isn't. It's actually a familiar spirit. And of course, back in the 90s, the demons were using fake miracles, like I call them strange fire miracles. There was gold dust appearing in the services, and angel feathers and minerals and little gold gems on the floor, and orbs. People would take pictures in the services, and there were orbs all over the place. The whole thing was a familiar spirit scam. And nobody who had any discernment in that movement ever saw it. And as you know, the movement was completely and masterfully exposed by Satan. He betrayed all of his servants. Recently, when all of the prophets in that movement predicted that Donald Trump would win the election, after he lost the election, they predicted he'd be reinstated. And of course, it never happened. And people now understand the prophetic movement is loaded with familiar spirits who are pathological liars. Everybody knows it now. The whole movement's been exposed. But unfortunately, the ramifications of it are follows. Poor Mike Bickle. He really is a good guy. And I met him years ago. You know, he got stuck with lust demons when he was young. The demons caused him to commit sexual perversion activity. And, you know, the guy got caught. The guy got caught. Billy Graham's grandson is a personal injury lawyer. He owns his own law firm, Bose Law, PA. And his name is Boz or Bose? Which one is it? I don't remember. Boz Tikvidian, I guess that's his name. I can't pronounce it. But anyway, that's Billy Graham's grandson. He's suing IHOP and represents clients who had been molested many years ago by Mike Bickle. I mean, it's nothing. None of this stuff was recent. But for example, in the 1980s, a young girl aged 14 got molested by him and groomed by him. And, you know, she's in her 50s now. She's a grandmother. And she's one of the ones suing them. There are several others. And Boz was very hard on the ministry. Boz said, quote, "It's time to permanently close the doors at IHOP. It's time to take whatever monies are left and put them into a fund for those lives that have been wrecked by a place that claims to love Jesus so much that it prays to him 24/7. The prayers hadn't worked. It's just made IHOP more pious in defending the indefensible. And it's time." And the reason they are suing not only Bickle, but IHOP is because of the investigation. They tried to cover it up, you know, the usual thing. And the woman I mentioned earlier, her name was Tammy Woods. She's 57 now and a grandmother. She was abused in St. Louis, where Bickle, back in the day, this is back in the 80s, he pastored a church there before he founded IHOP Kansas City. And he groomed her when she was 14 years old and molested her and so on. He never had intercourse with her, though. But here's the funny thing. She testified in a deposition that Mike Bickle, every time that he would have some type of sexual activity with her, that he would break down crying afterwards, and he would weep and was very remorseful and would beg God to forgive him. And she said it was genuine. He really wanted to repent and just couldn't do it. And he would ask God for forgiveness. He would apologize to her. But unfortunately, a little bit later, then it would start up again. And this is exactly how lust demons work. They get you to do something that you know is morally wrong. You've got a compulsion and an obsession that they give you to engage in sexually perverted activity. And you do it, and then afterwards, these same demons hit you with guilt and shame, and they point their finger at you, saying, how in the world can you do that? You're a born-again Christian. Well, the demons are blaming you for doing something they encouraged you to do in the first place. It's textbook satanic chase your tail. And that's what happened to Mike Bickle. I mean, he's not really a bad person. And again, I'm not defending the guy. But this is what happens with ministers when they get into the ministry and they've never gone through deliverance. Eh? They never gone through deliverance. They never got rid of the demons before they went into the ministry. Listen to me. This is a common, regular, repetitive failure of Christianity. These people do not go through deliverance before they go into the ministry. They're not required to. These ministers are not required to go through deliverance. And so they get born again and filled with the Spirit in their spirit man, but the demons in their body or their brain later on resurrect to cause a horrible scandal. And now this is exactly what's happened with Mike Bickle. Excuse me. He's blown it huge. He knew it was wrong. God's already forgiven him. You know, I mean, the guy must feel terrible for everything that's happened. He spent years building this ministry. Pardon me. He spent years building this ministry, and now the demons have destroyed it. And this is exactly what they do in every type of case. This is exactly what they're currently working on with T.D. Jakes. Behind the scenes, these demons are working on exposing this guy through the P. Diddy scandal. P. Diddy is a demon-possessed monster who's a human trafficker. And Jakes, having no discernment, was close friends with him. So that scandal is yet to develop, but this one is not yet to develop. It has wrapped up. It's over at IHOP. If you are infected with lust demons and you have urges you can't control and you do not want, you can be delivered. 602-636-5800. Do not be like Mike Bickle. Come get help now.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.